Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Join us now, enjoy the show.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, you are watching Studio Classroom. We have a whole new lesson, and let's start off with a whole new question. Today's question is, what does independence mean to you?
What does independence mean to me? Well, for me, independence means being able to make my own decisions and not have to rely on anyone else.
Yeah, absolutely. It is the chance to make my own decisions, to try and reach for the stars and succeed, and sometimes come up short, but to have that chance.
Yeah, today we're talking about getting to the point in life where you are independent, specifically as you go through your teenage years. We're going to talk more about what that means in a moment in a lesson called The Road to Independence. Let's get started right now.
The Road to Independence. You just don't understand. A 16-year-old argues when his mom tells him to be home by 10 p.m. Another teen puts on makeup at school so her parents won't know. Another just stays in her room as much as possible. They are all looking for freedom and independence.
Hi there, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先我们来看 makeup 这个名词，它有几种常见的含义。在这里呢，是指化妆品或是妆容。譬如 ,to make a good impression, Sheila checked her makeup with a critical eye before leaving the house. 为了留下好印象， Sheila 在出门前仔细检查了自己的妆容。makeup 也有构成或是组成的意思。譬如A person's genetic makeup affects their physical traits and explains why people in the same family can look different. 一个人的基因组成会影响其身体特征，并解释了为什么同一家族的人外貌可以有所不同。如果把 makeup 两个字拆开来，就会变成动词片语，意思呢是补做或是补上先前错过的东西。所以 makeup test 是指补考，但是在这里呢 makeup 是一个字。来看例句 ，After missing the exam, Tyler asked the teacher if he could take a makeup test later。在缺席考试后 ，Tyler 问老师他是否可以稍后参加补考。
You just don't understand. Have you ever said this? Or do you have a child who often says this? Let's talk about what it means.
Yeah, it can be difficult for different generations to understand each other because of what's important to one generation might not be important to the other. And as we go through life, the relationship changes between parents and children. Let's learn more about this.
Right, let's talk about teenagers. A 16-year-old argues when his mom tells him to be home by 10 p.m.
We see something here that we need to talk about, to be home by a certain time. This is talking about the fact that you need to return to your house by no later than a certain time.
Yeah, your parents might say, you must be home by 11 p.m. You have school tomorrow.
Sometimes we use another word to talk about this, friends. If there's a certain time you have to be home by every single night, we call that a curfew.
Yeah, your curfew time. Well, another teen puts on makeup at school so her parents won't know.
We see an important word here that we need to talk about because we'll see it several times today, and it's that word teen. Now, the word teen is short for teenager, and we're talking about people between the ages of 13 and 19 years old.
Yeah, and teens have a lot in common. Teens don't always listen to their parents.
Not always. All right, let's keep reading. Another just stays in her room as much as possible. We've seen several situations here that we might say describe a typical teenager, and we see a phrase here that we need to talk about.
Let's talk about it. This phrase, as much as possible. That is doing something the largest amount or as often as you can.
For example, you might try to drink water as much as possible. What's happening here in our article is a teenager staying in their room as much as possible.
Yeah, maybe they don't want to interact with other people. They just want to stay in their own little world.
Yeah, sometimes that happens even for me. But we read on here, they are all looking for freedom and independence. So what our writer is saying here, that these situations are just describing a situation that happens as people get older. They want more freedom and they want more independence.
Yeah, it's a phase of life. Kids who are younger than this, well, they need to listen to their parents. Their parents have a lot more authority over them. But as they get older, they try and test those boundaries and figure out who they are.
You know, I was just talking about this with someone on Advanced Radio a few weeks ago. We were talking about how, as parents, the goal is to teach your kid to be independent. You don't want them to have to rely on you their whole lives. But the difficulty comes in going from dependent to independent. There can be some challenges there.
Absolutely. Well, friends, we have more to learn. Let's jump right into our next reading.
The Road to Independence. The road to independence is a challenge, not only for teenagers, but also for parents. As children grow into adolescence, both must learn to adjust their roles. Teenagers are seeking more freedom to make their own choices, while parents should be stepping back from supervision and control. This requires trust, patience, and communication.
Adjust 这个动词意思是调整、适应。例如 ，When the sun became too bright, Anna reached for her sunglasses and asked David to adjust the car seat slightly forward. 当阳光变得太刺眼时 ，Anna 拿出了太阳眼镜，并请 David 把座椅往前调了一点。Adjust 的名词呢是 adjustment， 意思是调整、适应。譬如。Living in a new city was a big adjustment for Sarah, but friendly neighbors soon made her feel welcome. 对 Sarah 来说，在新的城市生活是很大的调整，但是亲切的邻居不久就让她感到宾至如归。Adjust 的形容词呢是 adjustable， 意思是可调节的、可调整的。例如The adjustable desk chair allowed her to sit comfortably while sipping her tea and reading her novel. 这张可调整的书桌椅让她能够舒服地坐着，一边喝茶，一边阅读小说。
Teens or teenagers want independence, and parents want to treat their kids well. Give them independence, but also some rules.Let's talk about the tension there.
Yeah, this can be difficult for parents and for teenagers. We read together, the road to independence is a challenge, not only for teenagers, but also for parents. This is what I was mentioning before our break there, friends. It is a challenge that parents have to figure out how to interact with their children as they become more and more independent.
Yeah, absolutely. We read on, as children grow into adolescence, both must learn to adjust their roles.
We see a great term here, friends, that you need to know. It's the word adolescence. We're talking about young people between childhood and adulthood. They're kind of in that middle phase, like teenagers.
Yeah, for example, adolescents need good sleep and plenty of food as they continue to grow.
We see adolescents said as another word here, teenagers, in the next sentence. Teenagers are seeking more freedom to make their own choices, while parents should be stepping back from supervision and control.
All right, supervision is important. Let's talk about this term. That means to watch over someone, usually to keep them safe.
And as we are young, children need adult supervision. As people get older, they need less and less supervision.
Right. So it's important for parents to step back from supervision and control, but probably not completely.
Not completely. And this is really hard to do. It's hard to find a balance between how much you need to supervise your kids and how much you need to let them be independent.
Absolutely. It is a process that every parent and every kid needs to learn through. Well, friends, we have one more sentence in this section. We see this requires trust, patience, and communication.
Communication. This is so important in relationships. Communication is sharing thoughts and feelings with other people.
For example, good communication can help families stay together and be strong.
So according to our article, this process from being a child that needs adult supervision to being an independent adolescent requires several things: trust, patience, and communication.
Right. And of course, this can go wrong in two different ways. If a parent doesn't let go enough, doesn't give the kid independence, they can never grow up.
Yeah, but if the parent gives too much independence too fast, that child might make some really bad choices.
Yeah, they won't learn enough about boundaries. So this takes patience, it takes time, but it's an important time and process in every person's life.
For sure. We have more to learn about this in just a moment, friends. But right now, it's time for us to take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? The thoughtful phrase, step back. Last year, I volunteered to organize a talent show. I was in charge of everything. It was fun at first, but soon I was stressed out. One afternoon, my best friend pulled me aside and said, "Hey, maybe step back a little. Let others help." I took a deep breath, handed over half the tasks, and suddenly the show came together way better. That moment of pulling back to give space, that's step back in real life. Step back means to withdraw a bit from a role, responsibility, or situation, often to let others take over, to get perspective, or to reduce involvement. It can be literal, but we usually use it figuratively for leadership, emotions, or decisions. For example, after leading the group project for 4 weeks, Maya decided to step back and let her teammates finish the presentation. Or sometimes parents need to step back so their kids can learn from their own mistakes. Here are two more useful step phrases. Step up means to take responsibility or rise to a challenge. For example, when the team captain got sick, Liam stepped up and led the practice perfectly. Step in is when someone intervenes to help or take control. For example, the teacher stepped in when the argument got too loud and calmed everyone down. Stepping back that day made the talent show a success, and I actually enjoyed watching my friends shine. Sometimes pulling back is the kindest, smartest move. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
The Road to Independence. For teenagers, independence begins with responsibilities, such as managing schoolwork, earning money, or arranging their schedules. These experiences teach them problem-solving skills and help them develop confidence. Parents, meanwhile, need to start letting go while still providing guidance. Instead of orders, advice and emotional support are needed. This change allows teenagers to feel respected while knowing that help is available when needed. Parents also need to learn to accept that their child's opinions and values may differ from their own.
Meanwhile 这个副词意思呢是在此期间，与此同时。例如 ，Carlos prepared dinner in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the children played outside and their grandmother watered the flowers near the porch. Carlos 在厨房准备晚餐，这时孩子们在外面玩耍，他们的祖母则在外面走廊旁边浇花。与 meanwhile 相关的名词是 meantime， 片语。In the meantime 也表示在此期间，与此同时。例如 The movie will start soon, but in the meantime, we can buy popcorn and find good seats. 电影快要开始了，但在这段时间，我们可以先买爆米花，并找个好座位。由 mean 衍生的另一个字是形容词 meaningful， 是由名词 meaning 加上后缀F-U-L 构成，意思是有意义的。例如 ，Robert wanted a meaningful birthday celebration, so his friends gathered for dinner, shared stories, and wrote kind messages in his notebook. Robert 希望有一个有意义的庆生会，于是呢，他的朋友们聚集在一起吃晚餐，分享故事，并在他的笔记本上写下温馨的祝福。Okay, 今天的 Language Lab 就到这里。I'll see you next time.
We already learned that learning to become independent is a struggle and a learning process for both teenagers and parents. Let's talk more about the specifics of that process.
Yeah, we're going to learn some basic steps here, if you will, about how you can become more and more independent if you are a teenager.We see here, independence begins with responsibilities such as managing schoolwork, earning money, or arranging their schedules. There's a few things we could talk about here.
A few responsibilities. These are duties or jobs that you need to do.
Yeah, at your job or at school, you have certain responsibilities that you need to do.People rely on you for certain things, and you have to make sure you get them done.
Yeah, you might have responsibilities at home, too. Your parents expect you to do housework or get things done around the house.
Exactly. And we see here that independence can begin with managing your responsibilities. We see that word managing. It means to handle or control something.
Let's use that in another sentence.You might say Sally is good at managing her time. She doesn't spend too much time on things that don't matter.
Right, and our article talks about managing schoolwork. So what we mean here is the idea that you can get your schoolwork done in an appropriate amount of time, get good grades, and make sure everything is happening when it needs to.
Yeah, that could be easier when you're younger and your parents have to sit you down and tell you exactly what to do. But as you get older, you need to learn how to manage that yourself.
Right. So all of the things here that have to be managed are schoolwork, earning money, and arranging your schedule. Did you work when you were a teenager, Garrett?
I did, actually. It wasn't a lot, but I worked as a Little League baseball umpire.
I also worked when I was a teenager. I had a part-time job that I went to after my schoolwork was completed. And I do think it was really crucial for me to do that, to learn about responsibility and independence.
Absolutely. Okay, so we need to learn all these things. These experiences teach them, that's teenagers, problem-solving skills and help them develop confidence.
All right, parents, you're not off the hook. We're going to talk about you next. We read here, parents, meanwhile, need to start letting go while still providing guidance.
All right, let's talk about a couple of those things. First of all, letting go. When you let go, you allow someone more freedom and you stop controlling what they're doing.
Here's another way you could use letting go in a sentence. Parents practice letting go slowly. It takes time to learn how to do this.
Absolutely. Okay, so they need to let go while still providing guidance. Guidance is help and advice, often from someone older or with more wisdom.
For example, you might need guidance from your teacher at school, especially when you're not sure how to complete an assignment.
Yeah, guidance is definitely different from someone controlling you. We see instead of orders, advice and emotional support are needed.
That's right. We keep reading here. This change allows teenagers to feel respected while knowing that help is available when needed. I think this is so crucial, Garrett. It's important that people feel like their own person that can make their own choices, but it's also really important to know that you have support if you need it.
Yeah, and it's important to feel respected even when sometimes you make mistakes or don't do things in the best way.
Exactly. We read on here, parents also need to learn to accept that their child's opinions and values may differ from their own.
All right, friends, what do you think about this? We'll talk about it a bit more in just a moment, but right now, it's time for our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的usage tip要来看 not only A, but also B 这个对等连接词, 意思是不仅A,而且也 B。 由于是对等连接词, 所以A与B的词性必须一致。 譬如都是名词片语, 形容词或动词片语, 但有时候为了精简句子, 并强调but also 后面的资讯, 常会省略与not only相同的主词。 动词或受词。来看例句, The policy not only burdens taxpayers, but also the state. 这项政策不仅带给纳税人负担, 也给国家带来负担。
Friends, we've reached the end of today's lesson, and that means we want to take a moment to talk about some of the things we learned today.
All right, let's talk about it. Today, we're talking about independence. That's not America's birthday, like Independence Day, but a personal independence that teenagers especially really want.
Definitely. We learn about that term adolescence, which is talking about teenagers, people between the ages of 13 and 19.
And we learned about the balance that parents need to think about between allowing kids this independence, letting go, but also offering guidance.
We talked about how this transition from being a child to being an adult requires things from teenagers and parents. Teenagers need to make sure they're managing their responsibilities, and parents need to let go and offer support.
It takes trust, patience, and letting go.
We have more to learn about this tomorrow, friends, so make sure you come back and join us for that. For now, my name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye.
Times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.